Is there someone in your life who likes a bit of tech? If so, listen closely to Fevzi Turkalp. He is the Gadget Detective. In fact, you can follow him on Twitter, at Gadget Detective. And here comes his second list of five. Hi, Fevzi.
Hello.
Good to have you back.
How are you?
Yes, I'm very well. I'm very well. How are you?
I'm spiffing.
There's no better way to be. What a lovely and underused word, which somehow doesn't go with modern tech at all. But we'll start with the Logitech Crayon Digital Pencil. Ooh, what's that?
Right. So this is a gadget for people who've got an iPad. Apple do their own Apple Pencil, but it costs about £120. And it's a shame it costs that much, and it's a shame it doesn't come with an iPad as standard, because actually the whole thing about an iPad is most people don't use it with a digital pen or pencil, and it's a shame because actually that's when an iPad really comes to life, because you can do things with it that you just can't do with a desktop or a laptop computer. So this is from Logitech, it's a third party, but they work closely with Apple to make what they call the Crayon, which is their digital pencil. And it does a similar job. I mean, I use one of these extensively, and it's really changed the way. So in preparation for radio, for example, I always used to print out my stuff and then get literally a highlighter pen out and highlight the bits that I wanted to say, which is why I'm always so focused when I speak to you.
Oh, that's why it is, right. Now we know.
Yeah, it would work if I paid attention. But now I've got the ability with the iPad and the Crayon to highlight. You can have a virtual highlighter, choose the color, choose the thickness, choose how opaque it is, and then I can highlight bits from web pages, PDFs, any sorts of documents. I can also sign documents and return them, because I have to sign things like loan agreements quite often and things like that, and before I was having to print them out, physically sign it with a pen, scan it back in and email it back, but now I can sign straight onto the screen. So there's all these different uses, and the iPad, believe me, it just comes alive. It goes up a level. But £120 is a lot. This one costs £65. Ooh. It does almost everything. So it does some things better and some things worse. So let me explain. Inside every modern iPad is the ability to turn your handwriting into text, printed text. That's now built into the operating system. So that's great. This one has the benefit it doesn't need pairing. You know, like most Bluetooth devices, you have to pair them. So let's say you've got more than one iPad, or you've got, kids iPad each.
I thought you were whittling it down for a moment. That kind of pairing, yes.
No,
I do understand
no.
Yeah.
So Bluetooth pairing is where you bond a device wirelessly, so it pairs or it matches, so it knows which one's going to work. And the problem with that is if you've got more than one iPad, and some homes do, especially if you've got kids, that you have to pair it and unpair it, and it gets messy. With this one, there's no pairing. As long as it's charged up, you can just go from one iPad to the other and use it. So you could pass it round, between your kids, and they could draw something each, and that sort of idea. You can get them in different colours again. So if you need more than one of them, you can actually work out whose pen is which. It has quite a wider range of compatibility with different iPads. Apple sell an Apple Pencil 1 and an Apple Pencil 2, so you have to be quite careful. Here you should still check, but it works with a wider range, which is, just rather remarkable. Also, simple things. It's not round. It's got angular cross-section. So when you put it down, it stays where you put it. The Apple one, it rolls away.
When it comes down, it's very often very basic things like that that actually inform our choices, I think.
Well, do you know what? I lost an Apple Pencil that rolled away.
Yeah, there you go.
I actually physically lost it, and it cost me £120 to replace it. So, I should have been more careful, but still. The only thing, the two things that it doesn't do is it doesn't do pressure sensitivity. So the Apple Pencil is pressure sensitive. That's good if you're an artist. If you're going to draw, you can still tilt the pencil and get a thicker line, but if you want to press harder and get that effect as if it were a real pencil, you can't do that with this. If you do that, you should buy the Apple Pencil too. And it doesn't do wireless charging, but it does charge easily, and it's very easy. You just switch it on and off, a bit like like you click a biro on and off. I love that.
A nod to the old ways by the new ways.
Exactly. Yeah. £65, 4 stars out of 5. If you're just using it for writing and note taking and marking up PDFs and signing, this is perfect. You don't have to pay double for the Apple one, and it unlike a lot of third-party stuff, Logitech work with Apple and they share technology, and therefore, although they're third-party products, they do integrate very tightly, and some of their products, in my view, are better than the Apple equivalents. Four stars out of five.
The Logitech Crayon Digital Pencil. Onto a home security system now.
Yeah, I like this. So this is from Eufy, E-U-F-Y. It's called the Eufy Cam 2C Pro. So 2 is because there's two cameras, C because it's color, Pro because it's very high quality. So it's two wireless home security cameras. First thing to say about them is they're very high resolution. Generally speaking, the resolution of a good camera system is full HD or 1K, if you like. This is a 2K resolution. That means that each picture, each frame of the picture is made up of more dots. Why is that important? Because sometimes you have to zoom in for details, like if you need some miscreant's car registration, for example, or you need to recognize someone's face and it was only a small part of the frame. Hmm. I had this recently. I used this one recently and I was able to zoom in and I was able to prove something that with a lesser camera I could not have proved. So I was very happy. The other thing about this is the installation is very easy. Usually with these cameras, especially if you're mounting them outside, you can use these indoors, but people often mount them outside, you know, to watch their cars or to watch the rear of the house or whatever. Usually you have to drill holes to get the power line through to power them. These ones work off batteries, so you give it a 5-hour charge, and they claim it lasts 180 days. I must admit, I haven't used it for 180 days yet, so I can't attest to that. But the idea is, you know, every few months, you pop the camera off, charge it again, and pop it back on. Hope no one breaks in whilst you've got it on charge. But the ease of not having to drill holes is massive, because you have to drill a hole and you have to run a cable, from a mains plug all the way through. That's a colossal pain. It's got microphone and speaker built into it, so you can speak to the miscreant at your door or whatever. And I'm thinking miscreants because, you know, these are security cameras and often to deal with people who should not be there. Although it's just quite useful sometimes just to see, you know, the comings and goings to your home. You can catch people trying to steal things off your doorstep. I had a security company, a delivery company the other day who swore blind that they had tried to deliver to my home. And I said, I'm at home all the time. And they said, no. So I said, what time did you deliver or try to deliver? And I said, would you like the footage in HD or standard of your driver not being there?
So and you got your item the next morning.
Yeah. So it was very good. The other nice thing about this, okay, is a lot of these cameras necessitate that you use storage in the cloud for which you have to pay a subscription. Yeah. This one, you can have the best of both worlds. As standard, it stores all the footage locally on a home-based device. Yeah, so you get the cameras and you get this home-based thing that plugs in to your router. So it's stored locally. First of all, that means there's no subscription charges if you don't want there to be. And secondly, you can say it's more private because it's stored, you know, with you and not in the cloud. However, there is a downside to that. If someone were to break in, some thieves are quite smart now. They steal the home base recording unit, so you lose your footage. You have the option of using, if you're an Apple user and you've got iCloud, which is their cloud storage subscription model, so you get a certain amount free with your iPhone and iPad and whatever, and you can pay for more. First of all, it's very secure because it's Apple and they're not interested in, you know, monetizing your data or anything like that. And then you've got the best of both worlds because you can have an encrypted backup of it so that if they steal your home base unit, you've still got a recording. And if you've already got iCloud, you don't necessarily have to pay extra for it if you're already paying for the other features that it gives you. Weather resistant, IP67, which makes it, as I say, good for an outdoor camera. These are also good as wildlife cams if you've got a garden. Or because you don't have to get power, you can put it in a tree, you know, at the end of your garden or something, as long as it's within Wi-Fi range. And then you can watch the foxes or whatever wildlife sort of ambles through, your environs. So it's kind of good for that as well. And it's good. It's got good quality in the dark as well. It takes a very good picture in the dark. These particular ones also, you can have a little light built into it that comes on if you want color footage, or if you don't want to, let's say you're using it as a nature cam, if you don't want to do that, then you can just make sure the light doesn't come on and shoot with the infrared footage, it will be black and white, but it's still quite clear.
Okay, price?
$299.99.
Okay.
But check it out. There's often deals on this. 4 stars out of 5, primarily for the excellent image quality of the cameras.
Right, Fevzi Turkalp, the Gadget Detective, with us currently with some gift ideas for Christmas. On to number 3, which is a podcast recorder.
Yeah, and it's more than that. So this is gadget pick number 3. It's from Zoom. It's called the PodTrack P4 podcast recorder. So it's for can be used for people who want to do podcasts. It's effectively a handheld 4-track recorder, audio recorder that records onto either an SD card, which is the same as goes in a camera, or onto your computer via USB. 4 tracks. It's got 4 high-quality microphone inputs with a lot of oomph to them, so you can use professional microphones that are not always very sensitive, which is great because then you don't pick up the background noise. It's got a small display that shows you your levels on each one. It's got sound effects buttons if you want to throw those in. Also great for musicians. Also good for people who want to make audio recordings of their phone calls or their Zoom or FaceTime or whatever. So of those 4 tracks, you don't have to use microphones. You can just plug one of those tracks into a mobile phone using a cable or with an add-on via Bluetooth. So if you want to, either because you're doing a podcast and you've got a guest and you need to get their audio in, or if you just want to record a phone call, you can do that. And similarly, if you've got, you know, Zoom, FaceTime, etc., via USB, that can be one of your 4 tracks as well. Battery powered or mains, runs either off AA batteries or one of those USB battery packs. This thing is unprecedented. Its list price is £200. Mm-hmm. I saw it today on a well-known website for £159. And there's just nothing close to it for that sort of money. A 4-track handheld, high-quality digital recorder with those 4 inputs. Fantastic. 4.5 stars. Quite a unique. It's designed for podcasts, but actually its use applications are far wider than that.
Right, it's the Zoom PodTrack P4 podcast recorder. We've got time for one more. I don't know which way you're leaning, but I'm fascinated by this idea of exploring vintage synthesizers. But it's up to you which one you want to
do. Okay, well, look, let me do the Omron one because I might just throw the other one in. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll do the other one first. One of the best books I've ever seen, if you're at all interested in music production, if you're a child of the 80s and you grew up with synthesizers and all these classic sounds, this is a book called Synth Gems 1. It's by a guy called Mike Metlay, M-E-T-L-A-Y. It's a coffee table book. It's beautiful. It's £54-odd, so it's not cheap. It's probably the best synth book I've ever come across, and it's got gorgeous photographs in it, and everything from the Casio VL1, which was a half calculator, half synthesizer, right through to Moogs and some of these monster synths that you couldn't lift if you tried. So fantastic. Do I have 2 minutes?
You do, because you were very quick there. When you said a book, you actually meant a book. I thought it was some kind of electronic equivalent of it. It's a proper book.
No, it's a book.
Blood pressure monitor finally then, yes.
Yeah, so this is an interesting one. It's called the Omron Complete. Omron is probably the best known manufacturer of blood pressure monitors. You go into a GP surgery, you normally see an Omron sitting on the GP's desk, but this is a 2-in-1 unit. It's very good as a blood pressure monitor. It does everything that you would want, and it's accurate as well. But they've teamed up with a company called AliveCor, and AliveCor are good at making these one-lead ECG machines. So what you do with this, whilst you're taking your blood pressure, you put your fingers and thumbs on the metal pads on each side of the machine. And you pair it, you know, we talked about Bluetooth pairing before, you pair it to a smartphone which sits in a slot on the device, and it shows your heartbeat as you do it, and it takes a recording of it. And in particular, it detects if you have a heart condition such as atrial fibrillation, which is a silent killer. So if you're interested in taking your blood pressure, you should also be checking for this. List price is £200. I've seen on a deal of the day from that same rather large website for £139.99, which is the cheapest I've ever seen it, and is a bargain at that price. 4.5 stars out of 5.
Well, what a fantastic selection. I mean, there really was something there for pretty much everybody, Fevzi. Can you give us some more next time?
Will do.